Hey guys, what's up? It's me, Reyna, and sorry, I have really high energy right now because we went into town yesterday and I got two bags of trolleys. So that's awesome. yeah. Speaking of that, before we get into today's episode, I do have to tell you guys a little story time. So we were in town and we were doing like the best friend challenge. I'm not sure if you know, it's on TikTok, so like you guys both buy something for each other, and there are like four categories, like something that reminds you of them, something that they need, your favorite color, and yeah, just that stuff. And my friend and my sister were going next, so I had to leave, and I didn't, me being the shy person I am, I didn't want to just stand there. Like, I didn't want to just stand by the exit. So I waited outside of the exit, and then it was like 30 minutes later, and I was literally shaking, and they weren't there. So like, I went to Starbucks because like, it was right there, and like, I just like got my Starbucks and just like was crying, but like not really. I wasn't crying. I was just like inside. I was crying, and this lady with like a baby was like just staring at me, like, and she knew something was wrong. She was like, "Are you okay?" But like, she didn't tell me. But and then I ended up going to the toy store and asking if they had a phone that I could use. And yeah, so they let me. So I tried calling my mom because they weren't there. It was just me, my friend, and my sister. And like, the phone wasn't working. So like, but like, the people there was like so comforting that like I was like fine, but I was, and they could tell I was shaking, so they were trying to help me as much as they could. And then I saw my friends walk by, and I feel so bad because I just left and like, I didn't leave. I said thank you so much, and then yeah, that's just my story time for today. Okay, so I'm gonna try to name everything that I got. So I got two packs of Rain Balloon. I got a trolley, packed. And then I also got, my friend got like fake nails, so like we tried that out. She got me slime. She got me Twix, like the cookies and cream kind, and it is so good. She also got me a bath bomb, and I forget what else. Wait, hold on. And a charcoal face mask, so thank you. I also got a to-do list because of school coming up, so yeah. CVS has a lot of good stuff. Besides the point, we are gonna dive into TikTok tea. So I think I might have this new segment in some of my new episodes, because I'm thinking of making them a bit longer. But I think I'm gonna have a segment called TikTok tea and give my opinion on what's going on in the TikTok world, in the social media world. And yeah, so I have three right now. Pieces of tea that I could use to give my opinion on. And then just comment any other tea that you want me to give my advice on. And yeah. Okay, we're gonna start with the one that is blowing up Twitter, but they brought it to the TikTok, so that's how I know it. So apparently Charli D'Amelio is 16, sorry. And she really wants to do the WAP dance. If you don't know what that is, it's kind of just like, honestly, I don't really know how to explain it. Just like, go on TikTok and search up like WAP and you'll see it. But it's basically like, really, it's not inappropriate. Well, like, it's not inappropriate if you watch it, but it's kind of like weird to like do it, you know? Like, yeah, you can just look on it there. On TikTok, if you really want to see what the WAP dance is, go on TikTok. And she really wants to do it, but Heidi D'Amelio is like, no, you cannot do it. And there's people giving their thoughts on whether she should be able to do it or not, so that's what I'm gonna give my thoughts on. And apparently Dixie is making a petition to like let Charli do the WAP dance. I didn't know that was that big of a deal, but apparently it's a huge big deal. And yeah, so I'm just gonna give my opinion on if I think Charli should do the WAP dance or not. Okay, so my opinion, I know it doesn't really matter, my opinion, but I'm just, for those that are interested, I'm gonna share my opinion. I personally think that Charli's just a bit too young to be doing the WAP dance. And I, and like Heidi also mentioned in her tweet, like, if I let her do the WAP dance, I'm a bad parent. If I don't let her do the WAP dance, I'm a bad parent. My opinion on that is that if she doesn't, she's a good parent because, you know, she's looking out for her daughter. And I feel like she should, it's in her drafts, which, if you don't know what that is, it's like, if you don't want to post something, like, that's where it goes, you know? And so it's in her drafts. And if I was a mom, I'm not a mom, but if I was a mom, I would let her do it, but put it in drafts, because honestly, she's 16, and I really, really, in my opinion, don't think a 16-year-old should be doing it. Yeah, I've not really seen anybody do the WAP dance except for like boys and like Addison, who is 19 years old, and she can make her own decisions. But Heidi is definitely doing the right thing by not letting her do the WAP dance, because, you know, I don't know. But I also do think, and leave your thoughts in the comments. But I do think that, I do think she, sorry, that's my door alarm going off. Okay, so I do think she would kill it and, like, break the internet. But then again, you know, like, Heidi, like, you know, she's 16 and she's a dancer. She's a great dancer, but she is, at the end of the day, she is 16 and she is kind of young to be doing a dance like that. So that's just my thought. Okay, so on to the next one. This one is also about Charlie. I think all of them are about Charlie. We can also do one about Addison today if we have time. But Charlie, she has two houses, one in Connecticut, and then one in Los Angeles, I believe. I live in Connecticut, and I live pretty close to her, which is so cool. She has been spending a lot of time in LA, which, the Hype House is there, and she was originally in the Hype House, but I think she might have left, because it was a lot of work, but I don't know. So she visited the Hype House, and if you don't know, her ex, Chase Hudson, I think maybe cheated on her. I'm not really sure. I think he kissed another girl. I'm not really sure. I think that's what happened. And they wrote these two other guys, Bryce and Josh, wrote a diss track. I feel like I'm just like catching you guys up on the news, not really giving my opinion. I'll do more of my opinion, but if you guys don't know what my opinion is about, then I don't know what this video is. So Josh and Bryce wrote a diss track, and now that Charlie has been cheated on, like, everybody's like, oh my god, they should make a diss track with Charlie. So that's just about Chase. And then Charlie recently went to the Hype House and is making lots of videos with Chase, and it's a bit suspicious just because all of her fans, I was in this because it was basically on Twitter, all of her fans were like, oh my god, like, Chase, like, and he was canceled for like a month, and actually more than a month, like probably a few months, and she made a bunch of TikToks with him. And I, just my opinion, I feel like people literally like were literally typing away and like canceling Chase, and Chase was like sad. And I don't believe in canceled culture, but he was exposing people, and cheating on someone is not the right thing to do. But I do think that people have literally use their Twitter fingers to be like, oh my god, like, cancel Chase, and now she's just like with him. And a lot of TikToks I've been seeing it's not her fault if she gets her heart broken again, and that's just period. Like, if she gets her heart broken again, it's not because of Chase. Like, she put herself out there again, and she knew what she was gonna get into. And I'm not saying that they're dating anymore, like they can be friends. But I just find it a bit weird if they were gonna date. Bottom line is, if she gets her heart broken again, it's not the fans or Chase's fault. Okay, now for the one that is kind of huge right now, and I have a strong opinion on it. If you don't know, Ellie Ziegler, I'm not really sure how to pronounce her last name, but this girl's named Ellie, and she's a lookalike of Charlie. She looks a lot like Charlie. And I think, I'm not sure if this is, like, this whole thing is, like, over now, but, she got a lot of hate for, like, copying Charlie in her dances. Honestly, in my opinion, she looks nothing alike. Like, they look literally nothing alike. And apparently, like, Ellie hated on Charlie, and, like, people were like, oh my god, like, imagine shading the thing that made you famous. But then again, think about it. Nobody should be shading anybody, but think about it. The Dance Moms people have been shading Abby Lee Miller for the past few years and haven't gotten hate about it. That's what, like, I feel like that's what they mean. Like, Maddie Ziegler, like, I would have no idea who she was without Dance Moms. JoJo has created her own brand. Kendall, I would have no clue who she was without Abby. I think she might still be friends with Abby. I don't think so, because her mom was a bit crazy. But yeah, like, imagine, like, Kalani. I would have no clue who she was. Brynn. And they're all shading Abby. And they don't get hate about it. I feel like everybody's just targeting Ellie for no reason. She's the sweetest girl ever. I watch all of her vlogs. I follow her. She's literally the nicest person. She seems like the nicest person. I feel like she just doesn't deserve this hate, because honestly, I've already said this. People are targeting her. Like, honestly, I feel like Dance Moms, nobody has gotten hate. Maybe because, like, the producers, like, put them through all that. But yeah, I feel like the fans shouldn't be stepping in if they don't know the whole part of the story. And I feel like people shouldn't be using Twitter as a way to communicate. That's, like, a huge thing. Twitter is not a way to communicate. If you know that person personally, go talk to them personally and privately. Nobody needs to know that, like, Charlie can't do the WAP dance. Like, honestly, like, nobody really needs to know that. I feel like it's making a huge deal out of nothing. Yes, she would kill it, but I feel like no. Like, like, it's not that big of a deal. Yeah. Okay, so I was going to go into one about Bryce and Addison, if you didn't know. And they're such a cute couple, but they, I think, unfortunately broke up. But I'm going to be talking about Bryce's 21st birthday. So apparently he's canceled now. Again, I do not believe in cancel culture. There's a lot that goes behind the scenes that nobody really knows about. So people should not be making assumptions and using their Twitter fingers. Bryce apparently threw a huge party for his 21st birthday, and it was probably about 200 people, a bit more probably, and people are like, oh my god, like, literally, I know I said that, like, I don't believe in cancel culture. Actually, no, yeah, I stand by that, but he should deserve to be in punishment, because, I mean, who throws a party when they're, like, I get, yes, 21 is a huge age, but who throws a party during a global pandemic? Like, yes, I do see my friends here and there. If I'm not quarantining with them, or if I don't know if I'm, like, really well, I'm wearing a mask. I'm social distancing. Like, on the other hand, Bryce is inviting, like, fans, I believe. And, like, he doesn't know them. I'm surprised they have not got COVID. I'm really surprised right now. And so the mayor was like, I'm going to shut off your power. So their water, I think. So I think that he does deserve that. I do think what the mayor did, I'm not questioning what he did, but I do think that what he did was a lot. Like, it was a lot. But they don't live there now. I think more of the story, like, if you, like, it's, we're in the middle of a global pandemic, and I don't, and the day after, he made TikTok, like, I really don't care. I'm like, people are canceling you because they care about your health. You know, like, if you don't care about your health enough, and you have to have your fans and family and, like, and worry about that, like, that's a bit excessive. And, yeah, I get that, like, none of us were there, so we should not be worrying, but it was also, I think it was on his YouTube channel, I actually think, after this, I'm going to watch that, because I need to get more, if I'm gonna speak on this. I need to get more evidence, obviously. But yeah, so, like, I feel like he's almost promoting it by, like, putting it on his, he videotaped it, and now it's, like, all over the place, and now 2-year-olds are like, why can't I, like, go out and do stuff like that? So, also, like, why do people have a problem wearing masks? Like, I know it's uncomfortable, but, like, there are 2-year-olds wearing a mask, and they don't have a problem with it. Like, please tell me why you can't just wear a freaking mask. Like, please. If you're gonna help save lives, like, by literally putting on 2 straps, you're gonna help save a life. That's what I'm gonna say. Okay, that's all the tea for today. Before I leave, I just wanna say, I don't know what I was gonna say, so I actually don't have anything to say. Go buy trolley sour bite crawlers, and it has to be the very berry kind, because those are the best. My favorite is the blackberry kind with the strawberry. But yeah, thank you all so much for watching. Make sure to give it a big thumbs up. This is not YouTube. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe, and I'll see y'all next Sunday at 4 p.m. Bye!